Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, well, well. It is late. 9:30. I'm supposed to be in bed.
Sleeping, yeah, you know what I mean?
Holy smokes. Yeah, we had a fun night. We'll get into it here in a minute. Logo's back up, as always. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Crisafulli.
Ooh, the Doodoo and Foo Show. We are show 78.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Just tuning in. 32.
32, buddy.
Jeez, I mean, that's a big number.
There's a ton of them. I had to write it. As I'm going through them in my head, I said, I got to write them down so I don't forget.
Well,
there's so many.
I'm just going to say Magic first. So we'll go Irvin Magic Johnson.
Magic's there.
I'll let you do your thing. You're the numbers guy. Go, fire.
Well, for me, comes to mind is Jim Brown, of course, right?
Jim Brown.
If Syracuse fan, Stevie Thompson. But that's
Stevie Thompson. Stevie's a bucket.
Brett mentioned Maurice Jones-Drew, right?
Yeah, shout out to Brett.
Shout out to Brett. Yep. Man, there's a ton. Danners.
So many.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
It was a running back number. Yeah. Marcus Allen, Franco Harris.
Shaquille O'Neal.
You mentioned him earlier today. Bill Walton, I think, 32,
was he?
Right? Bill in UCLA. Walton?
Ah.
Me being a Knicks fan going way back when he won a championship with the Knicks, Jerry Lucas, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think of any Celtics that wore 32.
Kevin McHale, speaking of Celtics,
Kevin McHale.
I mean, these
big
are Hall
time.
Of Famers.
One of the best low post moves in the game.
And I remember this because I got the basketball card when he played in the ABA for the New York Nets was Dr. J. Yes,
yeah,
I got that card. I remember that card.
Yeah, white with the stripes, the stars down
stars,
the side.
Yeah, I got to show you that card one of these days, by the way. Yeah, yeah.
That's iconic,
32
shows.
32 shows.
Freaking
lay that
cool,
straight.
Man. And we're making it happen,
We're making it happen,
each week we say it gets busier and busier. Tonight was a hectic one. We just finished up our first ever home scrimmage here at CSN. You got to check out. Were you there for the whole thing? Were you get there?
Oh, yeah. I was there in plenty of time.
Oh, nice.
You know, one of your girls wears 32. Sally wears
32. Oh,
she wears 32.
Yeah, there she is, 32, right in the middle.
But, I was there for the whole thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was a little busy trying to get things done.
I wasn't going to
The men
bother,
played before
yeah.
us. But, it was our first ever scrimmage at home. We usually go other places. The men played before us, which was kind of cool. They had a nice little crowd. Both teams actually had a nice little crowd. They played the Ball Dogs All-Stars. Ball Dogs, I'm not sure if you know who that is, but they do all the Instagram, Twitter, all the social media highlight tapes. They're like
nice.
They're Neil, who's the owner of Ball Dogs, and my former player G. She's like one of the spokeswomen and
I didn't know that.
So they go and they get footage. That's why there was people there recording. And they do high school football. They do everything
awesome.
And they're big in basketball. So every year they come and cover a couple of our games.
Awesome.
And Neil and Q do a great job. So they put together a little all-star game. And from what I saw, I think the men played because they play halves, right? So they played two halves and then an 8-minute quarter. And I saw the first half, and CSN did pretty well. I think they were up 12, reset the score. And I believe the Ball Dogs pulled off a win in the second half.
Yeah.
And then reset the score, and they played another 8 minutes. And I think Coach Lee said they won that one. So,
okay.
Good luck. I'm telling you, Coach Lee's building something special.
Good. That's good. Very good.
It's his first year with all his recruits.
Yeah.
And I just remember that for myself. I remember saying – not that the players that I had were bad, but they weren't necessarily the players I would have recruited. So it's real special when you get that year where it's your recruits.
Absolutely.
And that's when I had a big season. I started having a big season when it was all my players, yeah. Right? So he's kind of has that right now. And you and I sit here while we're doing the podcast and we hear him, and then yeah. we go and we'll watch a few minutes of practice. Intensity's up.
Yeah.
Communication is up.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel really good on the men's side. So exciting for him. And then we scrimmaged the Nellis Air Force Base team.
Yeah.
Which I just love as a community builder. And they came in with like 16 players.
Yeah, they were deep.
They had a bunch of players, which was awesome. Yeah. I didn't expect that. Our assistant coach, Coach P, yep. Is out there. She's part of the Air Force, and
yep.
she's on the team. So she was excited to bring them. Coach P got blocked, I think, twice. Once by CeCe, and it was a SWAT machine. But Coach P is a baller.
Oh, she can play, yeah, no
she
doubt.
She can flat yeah. out play. So good for us yeah. to be able to go against her. And they had a couple shooters on the team. Mm-hmm. And what did we finish? The final score combined was 97. Did you say 60?
It would have been 97. If you added, you're right. If you added it all up.
Yeah.
97-64.
I'm yeah. gonna write that down. 97-64.
I can give you all the quarters here too, how they went.
Yeah.
Went.
I think you said 26, 26, 25, and 20. Not in that order.
20. Right. It was 28 to 8 for the first quarter.
Yep.
26-14 for the
yep.
second quarter. Okay. 26-20 for the third quarter.
Okay.
And then 25-22 for the fourth quarter.
Yeah. They got a couple late buckets yep. there.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was interesting. Yeah. For us, it was pretty cool. And I talked to a couple parents out in the hallway after. First chance for them to see their kids, even though it wasn't a game, it was a scrimmage.
Yeah.
But get to see their kids in a college uniform playing against, absolutely. You know, players. And we did some good things. Transitioned the ball pretty well. Shared the ball very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually shot it pretty good. Like, we hit a lot of outside shots,
yeah.
Which was nice to see. Still, obviously, we haven't started our season yet, playing-wise. A lot of things to clean up, but intensity is just...
Oh, it's there.
It's there.
It's there, no
just
doubt.
Get them to...
Talking's there. They talk.
Yeah.
You two point guards there, or you two girls that can run the point guard,
Faith and Selena,
they both see the floor very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Very good
well.
Vision. Yep.
Yeah.
And we knew that coming in with Faith, and it's a bonus to have... Selena out there, and Selena hit a bunch of threes today.
She hit some threes.
She felt good. She felt good shooting the ball.
Yeah, Adrian's a beast. CLA hit their mid range shot
about that,
with the lefty.
That and one in the first half.
Bring a smile to my face. That was vintage Adrian right there.
Yep.
Like I says, CLE did well. In fact, she had a couple of plays there. Like I was telling you, Trent was running the camera. I looked up at Trent. Trent looked down at me. We're kind of like,
yeah, that was a tough one.
With that was nice.
That was a big time play. It was some good stuff, man. I mean, Trista played well.
Nobody.
I don't want to leave anybody out. I thought Alana brought that crazy energy that she brings.
Absolutely.
You know,
Kayla Terry played well.
Kayla's always
just
in the right
stat
place.
Stat stuffer right there, no doubt.
Yeah.
Bianca, she's couple of boards and bucket,
yep.
A steal, a couple, you know, an assist or a couple of assists with the boards. Yeah.
Lizzie active. Had a couple nice plays, a lot of finishes around the rim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who are we missing? Did we name all 10? Because 10 played.
Yo, 10 played.
So let's make sure we got everybody because
yeah.
we're an equal opportunity.
CC,
so
CC
Selena
well.
Was hooping.
Yeah.
Faith, they both started. CC, we had Kayla, yep. Adrian. And then that second group, I don't play groups really
right.
too much, but then you had Trista coming in.
Yep.
And then you had, of course, Bianca and Lizzie and Cieli and Alana.
Yep.
So everybody gave something today, and everybody has something to get better at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of
it's
course,
early.
It's why we're here. It's why we do scrimmages, right, to
exactly.
identify. So I'm excited to watch the film and get after it. So it was fun. It was a good time. We start the season on Thursday. Head down to Phoenix, play Scottsdale, play Chandler Gilbert, and then play South Mountain. So we play 3 games in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Come home, have Saturday off, practice Monday, play Tuesday, Wednesday, have Thursday off, Friday, play Saturday. Like practices are about
to be a
thing of the past, right?
Yeah.
It's time to go. So to put a bow on it, I liked our activity, I liked our length, I liked our ability to share the ball. other things we have to kind of work on a little bit. But it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not going to go undefeated because nobody does.
No.
But we can give teams trouble if we keep trending in the right direction. World Series is over.
It's over, yes.
I mean, it was a little bit of a butt kick.
I think that game one hurt the Yankees when they had a shot at winning that.
Yes.
Game two. Game two, not close. But and they blew game, game five.
I mean, blew game five.
They were up, up 5-0. Of course, now to their own doing with a couple of errors.
Of course. Yeah.
Cole not covering first. You know, he could have got out of that inning if he covers first without a run, right? And that was the first run, and then bang, they tied it up. You can't give the Dodgers 4 and 5 outs. Not with that lineup.
And how about Judge and Ohtani? I mean, nothing.
Well, Judge finally hit a homer in that that last game there to get him going, and Ohtani playing a little banged up.
What you expect out of Judge in the World Series? And Ohtani slid in, got kind of banged up on his shoulder. But you know, those are the marquee names. But I mean, others stepped up. It was
right.
I got to watch quite a bit, which I didn't really have an interest in the they were intriguing games you know they were kind of back and forth nail biting you know grand slam walk off
there was some good moments, some great moments. Dodgers came to score in the game that they won. We were talking before the series started, when the Yankees go bad, they go bad.
Yeah.
And they didn't really score for those first three games. I'm surprised they broke out so quick with the fourth game, which they had to. Good for them. But the better team won.
Dodgers,
you know, the
loaded,
better, like you said, Ohtani doesn't really, I hate to say, show up, but that lineup is so deep.
Oh,
that bullpen is so good, you know, and it's just, and the Yankees bullpen not as good, obviously, and it showed. And they, if Judge doesn't go, now you're really asking for Soto and you're asking for Stanton and maybe Torres to really step it up in the bottom of the lineup to step it up.
Yeah.
But they're just not as deep as the Dodgers. Yeah.
No, Dodgers are a machine, man.
Yeah.
They played like it, and they gave that, you know, don't quit. You know, obviously, you know, you got to get all the outs. You can't get.
No,
you can't leave three outs on the board
and
against teams like the Dodgers or the Yankees. It's pro sports. You got to get them all out. So.
Dodgers spent the money on the guys, went out and got them, and it paid off.
Yeah, they got Mookie Betts. Keep reminding me, Mookie. How about the fan ripping the ball out? That's insane.
that is.
Listen, he was like,
give me that ball.
I mean, he did it like so.
Yeah, he wanted the ball, wanted the glove, wanted, I don't know.
Did you hear Rob Gronkowski? Did you hear what he said about him? That guy. Who ripped the ball out?
Hear this. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
He played ice hockey at the University of Arizona when Gronk was there. He's like, oh, he's a nutbag. That dude's he's gone. I'm like, look at his face as he's doing it. It's like,
give me that ball.
Like, that's such
ball.
A New York thing. Not in my house. Luckily, it was still an out. Mookie Betts, but they could have hurt him.
And the other
one was holding the arm. The other's prying the ball out.
It might have been all right. The good thing that the guy was holding his arm, because Betts had to keep, you know, jumping up. I mean, he could have, because the other guy wouldn't let go of the glove and the ball. I mean, that was nuts.
And but, I was like, oh, he's going to be on every talk show tomorrow. Sure enough. Boom, 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 boom. He's everywhere. You know, that's New York, man. New York's a different breed of fan right there.
Yeah.
All right. So, probably going to have a little bit of a shorter podcast today. Keep the streak alive. It's late.
Actually,
Brooklyn just texted me, and I was like, "Podcast." She's like, "Wow." She's like, "Talk about dedication."
Yeah.
She's like, "You guys are dedicated."
Yeah.
And I gotta go home and wake up and come right back. It's one of those days I should have packed a bag and knocked out right
on the couch.
I did that last week. I went down to the playoffs, soccer playoffs.
Yeah.
Down to Yuma. We got back at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, right here. Everybody else had to drive home.
That was last week, the abbreviated show that we did.
Yeah.
And I came from work, and
yep.
You walked right in from the soccer field.
Man.
And...
Well, yeah, so this was the playoffs down in Yuma. And
yeah.
It was a beast. So I am going to go home tonight. But, yeah, what else? Let's see. Celtics look pretty good still.
Yeah.
They haven't lost yet, right? Did they lose tonight?
They lost to the – no.
I know
they beat the Bucks. They were getting ready to lose to the Bucks, and your guy Pritchard hit the three to win it.
Yes,
I don't know. Did they lose after that? Yeah.
Tonight they did. They ended up smoking the Hornets. It was close with the Hornets. LaMelo Ball he's getting to be scary status. He can freaking play. What did he end up with? Tatum had 32. LaMelo Ball had 31. LaMelo's a baller, man. Okay. So Celtics are, oh, let me see. I can look what their record is. They're, I believe, oh, they're 5-1. So they did lose a game.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I thought so.
Knicks won a big one tonight, beat the Pistons.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to beat the Pistons.
They're playing
on
a little bit
Pistons
better.
Pistons are
right?
Okay, but
yeah,
they're going to find their groove. You know, the Knicks made that move to be able to compete in the playoffs.
Oh,
they
yeah.
didn't make it to compete in the first 10 games.
No.
It's going to take right. time.
Exactly. And, you know, to follow up on something, you talked about Marbury last week, week, right?
Starbury, yeah.
We talked about who was on that Syracuse team,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Boeheim said he wasn't going to start. That was the 95-96 team.
Okay.
Lazarus Sims was their starting point guard. Now,
okay.
that team went to the championship against Kentucky with John Wallace, with Lazarus Sims running the point, the senior. The following year, now Marbury played only 1 year.
Yeah.
Now, Marbury goes there and comes back a second year.
Yep.
They ended up with Jason Hart as a freshman that following year. Now, Marbury would have played over Jason Hart.
But you don't think he would have played over Sims?
From what Boeheim said, now Marbury would have got time.
Yeah.
Now, who knows, maybe halfway
Boeheim
through the year.
Said it. Yeah, makes
maybe
sense.
Maybe halfway through the year he plays over Sims, but.
And who knows if his style works with, like, John Wallace and those guys, like, you know, because he's ball heavy.
Do they get to the championship with Marbury?
The championship, right.
Lazarus
so
Sims
they got there without
the
him.
Got there without him. Yep.
Interesting.
Yes, I
that?
Had to look
you
it up.
Your homework.
Yes.
That's good. No, that's good. That's good. I love adding context the next week to to discussions we have because he was like, he told me I'm not starting.
Yeah, and then there it was.
Said, you can do whatever you want. My mother was like, that's what I'm talking about. She said, Starbury, good, great nickname. He had, what was the name of that store? It was a male name of a store that sold discount sports stuff really cheap, and they were heavy on Starbury. Like, not Dave and Buster's, obviously.
Now, were their colors like orange and maybe purple? It was Knicks colors?
It was the Knicks type
of
colors.
Oh, that's why they came up with Starbury.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Good nickname.
Sam Goody?
You want to try some more? Let's try some more nicknames?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how fast we can go. Ready?
Oh, shoot.
Greek Freak.
Giannis.
The Big Fundamental.
Yeah, was in the Shaq. No. The Big Fundamental. I know this one.
We want to come back to it?
Yeah, we got to come back to it.
Babyface Assassin. Steph Curry.
No, okay.
The Answer.
No.
Come on, I'm not letting you get off with that one.
I don't know if I remember the answer.
What?
I'm sure I've heard it, and I just never, that one just might not have
Big
stuck.
East. Played in the Big East.
Mm.
Point guard. Went to the NBA Finals. Lost.
This past year?
No, years ago.
Years ago. The Answer. Oh, Iverson.
Yeah, Iverson.
I knew that.
I'm like, I'm not letting you off.
Yeah, I knew that one, Iverson. Duh.
Iceman.
George Gervin.
The Slim Reaper.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Currently playing. Might be the best, probably.
Slim Reaper.
Top two or three players in the league.
Right now? Nah, not coming to me right now.
I'm not letting you off on that one. The Truth.
The Truth.
Shaq gave him this nickname after playing. His team went and played in L.A. and he went bananas. And Shaq was like, he's the Truth.
See, that's what I was thinking. I've heard Shaq say Big Fundamental, and that's what rang a bell. I've heard him say that one before, but the Truth, I don't know if I've heard him say the Truth.
Celtic.
How long ago?
Won a championship before this past one. Part of the Big Three.
big three that just won.
No, before. The last one, not this passion.
Let's see his face right in front of me.
The truth.
Yeah, he's got a, I think he's on ESPN with a show.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Pierce.
Jeez, there it is.
I even met him at work before, too.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The pistol.
That's Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete. Birdman.
Larry Bird. No?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's... got all the tattoos.
Yeah,
Anderson.
Chris Anderson.
I was almost going to say Mike Anderson, but I knew Mike was Anderson. Yeah, geez.
How about Big Baby?
That was... he was Celtic, too. He got in trouble.
Yeah, he's in jail.
Why am I forgetting his name, Dan? Big Baby. That was... forgetting his name. I see his face in front of me, too.
All right, we're coming back.
No, go ahead. Yeah,
Big Fundamental and the Big Baby. You're struggling with the bigs. How about Baby Jordan?
Who did they call Baby Jordan? Yeah.
Played for the Heat. Kind of looked like him, or played like him a little bit. Had the sweatband. Didn't have that type of.
No. Oh, no.
Nothing?
I don't know if I'm going to remember that one.
Harold Miner.
Yeah, USC, yeah, right? USC. Yeah.
The glove.
That's Gary Payton.
The Hick from French Lick.
Yeah, now that's Larry Bird.
The Mailman.
Yep, Karl Malone. Speaking of 32s, that just came when you said that. Yeah, 32. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Karl Malone. Yeah,
Karl Malone.
Yep.
The Chosen One.
LeBron.
LeBron. The Beard.
Yeah, my guy Harden.
Your guy. I work him into every show. I might have to do that.
He might have wore 32 also.
That might be part of our little shtick, is I'm going to work James Harden into every single show. So you have to say my guy. Uncle Drew.
That's Kyrie Irving.
The Human Highlight Reel.
Dominique.
Half Man, Half Amazing. Also goes by... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I remember the nickname, forgetting the name.
Also goes by Vinsanity.
That's, there you go, Vince Carter.
Yeah.
I knew I heard that nickname.
The Claw.
I don't know if I know that one.
You do.
The Claw. What am I forgetting on that one?
Currently plays.
Hey, what am I forgetting on that one, Dan? The Claw.
Obviously, they call him the Claw because his hand is that big.
Wow. No. I'm forgetting that. Okay. One. Yeah.
Round bound or rebound?
Charles Barkley.
How about this one? The Kangaroo Kid. Old school. And you have two possible answers. Two people were called the Kangaroo Kid.
How old school?
Old school.
I'm surprised. I don't know if I ever heard that one.
Yeah. Billy Cunningham.
Oh,
was called
okay.
The Kangaroo Kid.
Okay.
And so was Jim Pollard, who I'm not familiar with.
Jim Pollard.
No, that name doesn't ring a bell.
Billy Cunningham might have won 32.
Yeah, Billy Cunningham was called the Kangaroo Kid. Yeah.
We're all over the 32s today.
Chocolate Thunder.
Yeah, Daryl Dawkins.
Daryl Dawkins. White Chocolate.
That's now that's Mike Williams. There it is, right? No. No.
Last name's right.
Was it Mike Williams? No. Last name is right. I just see him. He was obviously the white kid there. Yeah. You see him, right? He can jump, right? I mean, he could leap.
A little bit. He wasn't much of a leap. He's a passer.
White Chocolate. Come on, I can't remember his first name.
Jason Williams.
Jason Williams. There we go.
Big Ticket.
The Big Ticket. Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember the nickname. I'm forgetting. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Big Ticket. Oh, is that Shaq right there? No. The Big Ticket. Oh, we got to come back to that.
Coming back to that one. Yep, yeah, you got to get that one.
And too. The Big Ticket, I can't remember.
Agent
the name.
Zero.
Was that Arenas?
Yeah, Gilbert.
Gilbert Arenas, yeah.
They called him Hibachi, too.
Yep.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
You an LV guy. Come on.
Sean Marion.
Yep.
Yeah, jeez.
Grandmama.
Levy Johnson, speaking of UNLV.
Yep. Plastic Man.
Yeah, we're staying right with UNLV. Stacey Augmon.
Stacey Augmon. How about this one? This is one I knew, but I had to think about it. Do you remember the guy they nicknamed Tough Juice?
Tough Juice, no.
It's a tricky one. Caron Butler, his nickname was Tough Juice.
I don't think I remember that one.
Earl the Pearl.
Monroe.
I mean,
Earl
come
Monroe.
On.
Yep.
Flash. Gotta know this one. Not letting you off the hook on that one.
Flash.
We're coming back to that one because I have one sentence that will get you. I mean, one. Need some hints. The big Aristotle.
Now that's Shaq right there. He's got
numerous nicknames. Black Mamba.
Right here, Kobe.
Skywalker.
Kenny Skywalker.
Dr. Dunkenstein.
That was Daryl Griffin.
Daryl Griffin.
Yeah.
The Brow.
Anthony Davis, right?
Dr. J.
Yep. Julius right. Servant. Yep.
Did pretty good. So we're going to go back. We got to get you to five. Five you got to get. I'm going to refresh your memory.
Yeah.
The big fundamental.
Man. Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan. Jeez. There you go. Got it. All right. Big Baby.
Oh, Glenn Davis.
Glenn Davis. See? Look at how fast they're coming back.
I know.
The Big Ticket. All the bigs, right? Three bigs. Big Ticket.
And I've heard a nickname, and I'm not.
One of my favorite. I could watch his videos all day.
Big Ticket.
Intensity. Power forward. Right there with Tim Duncan.
Oh, it's your guy.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett.
The Claw.
The Claw. That one's escaping.
Currently plays.
That one's escaping me, Dan.
Currently Claw. Plays Western Conference. Plays in a brand new arena. Sometimes plays, sometimes doesn't.
You gotta ask Kelsey and Kobe. We got Kelsey and Kobe. Who's the Claw?
And Flash. Flash is retired. A bunch of rings. Just had an awful statue released.
Oh, Dwayne Wade,
the Flash. Yeah, his nickname's Flash. Okay. Did you know that one?
Hey, I don't know if I knew that for sure, and I may have heard it and just wasn't putting it together right now.
Yeah, Flash.
Now, the Claw.
The Claw. So, current player.
The Claw.
Current player, if healthy, top five player in the league, if he stayed healthy.
I don't know if I've heard this nickname before.
Has one championship.
It's just not coming to my brain. The Claw. So, there's people out there saying, come on, you got to get it.
I mean, he has a signature shoe, and his logo is basically a big, huge hand. Like, you know, he's a popular guy.
You said he's got a ring.
How about this? I'm gonna get you. I'm telling you, Mike. Watch this.
Yep.
Played in the Mountain West.
Oh, Jesus, a lot of teams.
Top five, top 10 player right now, if healthy. Ring. Clearly, at one point, he was pretty stinking close to the best player in the league. Right now, he's just been hurt a lot.
He's been banged up.
Playing right now, Western Conference, for one of the L.A. teams. Now, you got it down to two teams. I'm trying here.
I got the Clippers and Lakers.
Yep. Clippers and Lakers, yep.
The Claw. I got to think of these guys on this team here. Nah, I'm just one of these I'm just drawing a blank on.
What else? Won a championship in Toronto.
And I was thinking, because the Claw and the Raptor, I don't think he's with the Lakers.
Nope. Yeah. All right, now he's with the Clippers.
Who's
the Clippers' best player right now? Injured, but best player. Not close.
Who's on that team? Damn, John, I'm just one of these.
Played at San Diego State.
I know you're giving me, you're laying it up for me.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, okay.
His nickname is the Claw.
I don't know if I ever knew that, to be honest with you.
His hands are...
Yeah.
His hands are that big. Yeah. Let me.
Yeah, I don't think I ever knew that.
Let me see if
with
I
that
can...
nickname.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Let's see. Look, if I type in the Claw and let me see if I can. Yeah, I mean, look at, it's funny. They show his hand on the ball. It makes it, this is what Kawhi's hand looks like on the ball. It's insane how big his hands are.
Yeah.
And I guess if we go images, that's his logo, the Claw.
Yeah, okay.
Kawhi Leonard, K-L,
Claw. Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
Which I know Claw doesn't start with a K, but that's how he
kind of sure.
does it. Yeah, the Claw.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That was a good one right there. I like
so
that.
So Julie's heavy. When we were first dating, I got her the Chief, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She knew them all. Yeah. Rain Man. Like, yeah. She knew them all. The original Gym Rat. You remember the original Gym Rat? Back in the day, St. John's shooter.
Well, I was going to say Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
His nickname was the original Gym
yeah,
Rat.
Yeah.
Which ones did I miss? I mean, there's a million of them. Doo doo foo.
Yeah, right. No, you were pretty good on that one. Clyde the Glide, right?
Ooh, Clyde the Glide.
Well, Clyde Frazier.
The Dream.
The Dream.
Kim Olajuwon. Superman. Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. Just to let people know, the Chief Robert Parrish, and was the other one you just said. You gave it to Julie.
Oh, who did I say? Yeah, that was 8 seconds ago.
Yeah, I know you said the Chief. Trying to think, do we miss any? I'm sure there's a ton of them, right? Of course.
Yeah. Tiny.
Nate Archibald.
Yeah. Houdini of the Hardwood.
Havlicek or Havlicek.
No. Houdini.
Oh, that's Bob Cousy.
Bob Cousy.
That's Bob Cousy, yeah.
The Big O.
The Big O. Oscar Robinson or Robertson.
Yeah, we're just flying off the cuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you just said the one that you gave Julie was the Chief.
Chief and the original Jim Rat?
No, that was.
Rain Man.
Rain Man, Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I guess if we looked them up, how many we could come up with? Got to be a ton of them. Look at that throughout the year, years, and it's bang bang.
Microwave.
Vinny Johnson. There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah. Vinny Johnson. Zeke. Isaiah Thomas.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yep.
Magic.
Right. Magic. Irvin Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, the list goes on.
The list goes on and
on. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a tomorrow. It's going to be about 25.
I got one for you, yeah. Well, you said the mailman, right? Karl Malone.
Yeah, Karl Malone.
That was on that list, yeah.
Yeah. Stockton didn't have a nickname. I'm trying to think of some of the Cavs. I can't think of any from the Cavs off of the top of my head. The Joker.
Yeah,
Jokic.
Jokic.
We talked about the Greek Freak. It's crazy. There's so many
of them. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Nicknames. Good stuff.
No, that was a good one. That's good.
Yeah, it was a long list.
Yeah, you could have put a ton on there.
You
for
just
sure,
got stuck
yeah.
with the big fundamental, big baby, and big ticket.
Yeah, the big
bigs.
The bigs. Yeah.
Yeah, big ticket. Yeah, KG. Man.
Well, what about Big Country?
Big Country.
Brian Reeves. Yeah.
Brian Reeves. Yeah. There's another big.
Speaking of big, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, this is not a terribly short show. We're at 30 minutes.
Oh, geez, already. Wow.
Yeah. Glad to keep it going. Yeah. Next week is officially the challenge.
Yeah, you're on the road. I know.
We leave Thursday morning. I'm just so jammed up the night before. I think it's going to be a remote show, and it's okay. We'll figure it out. It could be Thursday. It could be Friday. It could be, I don't know. We're going to figure it out.
Unless earlier in the week after work, practice, but you might have stuff going on.
It's
going
to be tricky. Yeah, it's going to be tricky. Yeah. But this is the challenge. This is the season we're in. Basketball season is here.
Yeah.
So I actually want to bring a little bit of equipment on the road and see if I can pipe in a call and just film and have some stuff and go after it.
Yeah.
I think that would be,
that'd be great.
That would be kind of fun. Yeah. So what do you got this week? Anything fun?
No.
Had a wedding this past week?
I did have a wedding. My buddy Carmen was in with his wife Angie and Uncle Brad and Aunt Lena and the kids. And his daughter got married, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to, his son Tyler and Joy, they're great. It was actually his daughter Shelby.
Yeah. You do anything for Halloween? Do you pass out candy?
No.
You're the Grinch? You just turn the lights off, people egg your house because you don't give out candy?
I got eight houses on the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
I think two left the lights on, me and my next door neighbor. Maybe another one.
Yeah.
Everybody else had their lights off.
Well, see, my wife, Julie, you may know her. This is her day of days, Halloween. She lives for Halloween. Lives for Halloween. Yeah. So she dressed up like a handmaid from the Handmaid Tales show and decorated the whole house and bought tons of candy. And she just had a blast. It was actually nice to see her.
Yeah.
It's the happiest she is. No joke. Like, we got married and we had a wedding day. Yeah, she had a couple kids. Those are great days. But Halloween, that's her day.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, no, she had a blast. And
very good.
So, it was good. And obviously, Brooklyn and Trent were here. Brooklyn on the bench keeping stats for me tonight. Trent was up helping do the film and family affair, man.
Good.
It's a good time of year. So, exciting stuff. We're going to figure out next week.
Yeah.
good job on the – I mean, you nailed a lot of these. That's a lot of A lot of nicknames. No doo-doos and foos, but
no.
we got to get Coach Mike a nickname. We got to think of Coach Mike. We got to give him a good nickname.
Come up with him, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good, great guy, that Coach
Mike. Yeah, he is. Very nice guy.
So anyway, that'll do it for the show this week. We thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully, I can get this show up quick. And yeah, we're going to be back next week. You know what? I'm on the road down near DeJuan, so maybe I'll get DeJuan to host with me and have you call in.
Call in.
That would be a blast.
Do it and...
Yeah.
Yeah, before we go, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Cody. He got me this shirt here.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story.
This team has heart. That's Frank the Tank, Frank, probably the biggest Mets fan there is. Cody actually had a cameo for my birthday with Frank the Tank singing
awesome.
Happy Birthday. I showed it to you. You knew what it was all about.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know Frank the Tank.
And,
he's a comic relief, man.
Yeah, he's Frank the Tank's awesome.
That's awesome. That's a good shirt.
Cody, this my team buddy has Cody heart. Got me this shirt. Yeah.
Yes, Cody. I'll have to send get Cody's size for me, will you?
Yeah.
I'd like to send him a couple. I got a couple shirts. We gotta pay it forward.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Cool.
But, good show.
Awesome. Good show. Yep.
Yeah,
let's go
thank
home.
You
let's
guys.
Get some rest. We're just past 10 o'clock. Late for us, but all good.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man. Great show.
Thank
we'll
you
see
guys.
You guys next time.
Yes.
Take
thank
care.
You. Yep.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.